It shall be a time unsurpassed and distressed. In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. We hear those words and we think, the end of the world.
Yeah, right.
Cartoon visions of street corner prophets and sandwich boards, you know, with big giant letters, the end is near. And my favorite, there's a bulletin, a billboard up on I-35 north between Waco and Italy, Texas, that is. And it says, Jesus is coming back August 28th, 2025. Are you ready? But the words are really not that strange. In the last month, we have been appalled by apocalyptic visions of the state of California on fire. Whole towns reduced to heaping piles of smoking ash. Thousands of people displaced, dozens of people killed or missing. Or the flooding in Texas and the Carolinas in the last month, not to mention the flooding of biblical proportions a year ago from Harvey and the other hurricanes that hit this country. See, the gospel passages are here at the end of the church year. We're on the brink of Advent. It's a time when the church has traditionally called us to listen and to think about the four last things: death, judgment, hell, and heaven. They remind us of the impermanence and the fragility of all things. Everything comes to an end. And we know that in the small, in our everyday matters. You know, people disappoint us. Some people cheat and lie to us. Our plans fail. Everything we try eventually grows old and turns gray and turns to dust. Nothing lasts. We know even the big things fail, that our world goes awry. Also, within the last month, we have been appalled by the horror of a madman mailing pipe bombs to people across the country. We've seen multiple mass shootings in schools, in nightclubs, and in a synagogue. The futility is devastating. Loss, pain. We are not immortal, even though we like to think we are. We plan sometimes as though we are immortal. But you have to ask, why am I here? What is my purpose? And when you reach a certain age, like me, you begin to look back. You reflect on, what have I done? What opportunities did I miss? What did I waste that I could have done better? And that moves you to think, in the time that you have remaining, what can I still do? What is the Lord's call on me in the time that I have left? See, it is never too late to look for that vision, to hear that call, and to answer it. The path is laid out by Jesus. Scripture says today, for by one offering he has made perfect forever those who are being consecrated. So it is in the death and resurrection of Jesus made present here on this altar that we see the pattern of our lives. A path of love, of respect, of service. It's measured in the love we give. and in the relationships we build. All that stuff in your storage room, all that stuff in your house is worth nothing. It is the people you know, the people you love, the people you care for. Those are the only things you can take into eternity with you. So Jesus calls us to discern the signs of our times. Not just the big signs, but the little signs in our lives. To look at our world and our lives, to assess ourselves. Are we ready? He says, learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And then he throws the curveball. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. None of us knows the hour of our own visitation, whether we will live to see another sunrise. Are we ready? Are you ready? Praise be Jesus Christ.